Well, there's the fanfare. That means it is time for another movie review with our in-house movie critic, Matt Olien. And you have been off to see one of those big action blockbuster, if you're going to see it in the theater type films, right?
Exactly. Black Widow and Marvel is back after the pandemic. This movie was shot pre-pandemic, of course. There's been a lot of delays with this release of this movie, and I think Marvel played this beautifully by not releasing it last fall, not releasing it over Christmas. Wait till the vaccine is out. People are going to the movies. It cleared $80 million over the weekend. That's a big opening, considering we're just coming off vaccinations, post-pandemic, that kind of thing. Good news for Marvel. This is sort of a backstory of Black Widow, played by Scarlett Johansson, of course. Her sister joins her in this movie, Yelena, played by the great Florence Pugh. I use the word sister loosely. You have to go see the movie to see what I'm talking about with the family dynamics of how they grew up. But this takes place between Captain America Civil War and Avengers Infinity War. So that's the time period. Those who are listening have seen the Marvel films know that after Civil War, the Avengers split up. They were on the run. They were going to be arrested for violating the Sokovia Accords. So Black Widow's on the run. And this is when she runs into her family that she grew up with in Ohio undercover. Russians. And Red Guardian is back. He plays her father. David Harbour almost steals the movie as Red Guardian. He's sort of the out-of-shape ex-superhero Red Guardian, which was sort of the Soviet Union's answer to Captain America in the comics. And he's hilarious. He is just hilarious. I like this film. It's maybe not the best Marvel film, but I certainly think it's in the middle somewhere. Good action sequences. Feels like a spy thriller as they hop around from Morocco to Norway to Hungary. They're going all over the place. What they're doing, the plot, I'm not going to reveal that. You have to go see it. But there's bad people. There's bad guys. There's a bad Russian named General Dreykov. It just sounds bad, doesn't he? When you say his name, Oscar winner Rachel Weisz plays the mother of the two sisters, Natasha and Yelena. And that's really the strength of the film, Ashley, is kind of the funny parts between the four of them as they're reunited, the two sisters and the two parents. There's some very amusing, like, dinner dialogue, and it's just you have to kind of see it to appreciate it. The action scenes get a little out of control near the end, as they always do with Marvel films. Black Widow can't fly, but it sure looks like she can fly in the last 15 minutes or so, where things get a little ridiculous, as they always do. But overall, I liked it. Probably in the middle, I would say, all time with Marvel films. But nice to see Black Widow get her own movie. And Scarlett Johansson, you know, showing that she can open an $80 million movie.
Do you have to have seen the other Avengers films to watch this one?
It helps. It helps for sure with her background, with help with being an Avenger. You know, her character is Russian, and there is a lot of people upset in the Soviet Union, Russia, that she joined the Avengers, which is like the Western, you know, Captain America, Iron Man,
sure,
the good guys, quote unquote. So it helps a little bit to know her backstory of how she got to the Avengers, her friendship with Captain America. One of the more amusing parts is how Red Guardian thinks he's this rival of Captain America. And he says to his daughter, Natasha, "Does he ever talk about me?" She's like, "Who? Captain America?" No, he doesn't. You know, he imagines Captain America as his rival, and I don't think Captain America sees it that way. So there's some amusing parts like that as well. Okay. But yes, it helps a little if you've seen at least Captain America Civil War, which leads into this movie.
Okay, how are the special effects?
Great as usual. Marvel spares no expense. As I say, things get a little out of control at the end, a little wacky, okay. But you're watching a comic book movie. Mm-hmm. I want to say Florence Pugh is really good as Natasha's sister. She's funny. She's interesting. Florence Pugh is one of my favorite young actresses working. You saw her in Midsommar.
Yes.
That's Florence Pugh, Oscar nominee for Little Women. She's just got such an expressive face. She's really good in her action scenes. Nice dynamic with her and Scarlett Johansson as well.
All right. Well, I have an Oscar trivia question. Scarlett Johansson was up for two in the same year.
Yes, she was. 2018 for Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit.
Is that the right year?
That's the year the films came out.
Okay.
The awards were probably given out in
2020 with 2019 is the film, but maybe.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. You're right. It was. I'm a year off. Yes. I'm sorry. You're right,
Ashley. You got the actual question
COVID
right,
has screwed me up with the Hollywood years. Yes. 2019 was the year she was nominated for Marriage Story for lead actress and Jojo Rabbit for supporting actress.
And then she did end up losing supporting actress to.
These recent years are always the hard ones. I believe it's not Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, is it?
No.
That was the year before. Oh, these recent years are always the hardest, Ashley.
I'll give you a little bit of time. Then I'll give you a big clue.
You're going to have to give me a clue.
All right. Think about what her other nomination was.
Laura Dern, Marriage Story. Thank you. There you go.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olin.